For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Each country has a muddled, very screwed up situation in regards to how they handle the U.S. drug war policy.
Hi, I'm Matt Elrod. I'm the webmaster at DrugSense and the Media Awareness Project, and I also provide similar services to a lot of drug reform organizations. I'm located in Machosin, B.C., which is just outside of Victoria, the capital on Vancouver Island.
Matt, I keep hearing different stories coming out. They're going to change the law. They're not going to change the law. But mostly it appears they want to go after the drivers who may happen to have marijuana in their system. You want to talk about that?
Right. Well, the government has reintroduced a bill to decriminalize small amounts of cannabis. 15 grams or less would be a fine rather than a criminal record and possible jail time. But to make the opponents of that bill more at ease, the conservative opponents, they've also introduced a companion bill targeting what they call drug driving, though it's primarily meant to target cannabis smokers as opposed to users of pharmaceuticals and other drugs. Their idea is to basically give the police more power to do intrusive testing, including taking suspected drug drivers back to the station for blood samples and urine samples and hair samples, saliva and so forth. There's some debate as to whether or not that would be constitutional, and there's no real reason for it. I mean, there's no evidence of carnage on our highways from drug drivers. Well, this is the first time that, you know, unlike the United States, Canada doesn't keep very good statistics on drug use, but this is the first really comprehensive study we've had in over a decade, which is the only figures we can compare to, 1994. And according to Health Canada, whatever, the people who did this survey, cannabis use has doubled in the last 10 years, and most other drug use has also gone up, including injection drug use. Though I think some of that is probably a reflection of relaxing attitudes about cannabis, like more people are willing to come clean. You know, it's not that our pot consumption has necessarily doubled, it's just that we're more comfortable about admitting it, that, you know, we've used cannabis in the last year or whatever. But still, I do think that there probably has been an increase. In parallel to that, Normal Canada hired a firm to conduct a survey on Canadian attitudes about the law. For the first time, we've topped the 50% mark in terms of support for outright legalization, regulation, and taxation. And you can see that survey on the Normal site, norml.ca. They found that the core of people who think that the drug war is doing fine and that it's a good investment of money, et cetera, worked out to about 6%. We still have a hardcore of prohibitionists who would not be swayed by any evidence whatsoever.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.